everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 635 and today I'm going to talk about motivation. Motivation, as to understand the word, actually means to move and the action thereof. So it's another way to think about it is the action of moving, so to speak, or to move towards action. And that's where it can become quite difficult when people talk about not having the motivation to do something when they're not doing anything. And so motivation comes from actually moving, which is really interesting. What I want to talk about today, though, is more to do with the motivation either away from something or the motivation towards something. So we either have in any given goal a motivation away or a motivation to. So a push or a pull. The difficulty of this push-pull is that more often than not, people will have one or the other. And from all accounts, it's usually a way. Which kind of makes sense from an evolutionary standpoint when it wasn't this goal to go forth and I suppose build cities as much as it was to survive. So basic drives, so to speak. I want to go a little bit past that, more into the Newell sphere, NOOS here, and talk about the mind space where now as the beings that we are, we actually get to become aware and conscious of the structures of our mind. And so motivation away and motivation towards becomes a thinking pattern that we have, that we run. And we run either or, or a mixture of both. And so what really I'll go through and explain away and towards just on a bit more depth, and I'll go through and explain the utility of both as a single tool. So motivation away is usually used away from pain or away from something that you don't want. You hear when people go, well, you know, I don't want to keep feeling the way I'm feeling. I don't want to look the way I look. I don't want to put weight back on. It's this kind of pain almost where they're going, this is what I don't want. I don't want to be here again. I don't want to I don't want people to think that I'm this. I don't want to be broke again. It's all these examples of what people are moving away from. And one of the things, if that's been more or not a driver for somebody, is that they then struggle to be clear on what it is that they actually want, what they want to move towards. And this can be for a whole bunch of reasons. The story why this may come up for each individual could be everything from that they never got to choose as a child. They always had decisions made for them, and then if they made a decision and it upset their parents as a relatively young child, that they then struggled to ever make decisions again on their own benefit and what they wanted to do because their parents didn't like it. They got, and that equaled pain or something along those lines. So they struggled to make decisions for themselves again. That's a small example of why that could show up for someone. The key thing here with motivation away is that it's really useful to know that we want to move away from something, and it can really spark on action. It's the back against the wall kind of thing. It's the underdog. It's that kind of concept, right? When we look at the motivation towards, then we start looking at going, my life could be better. I want to be able to play more. I want to be able to feel confident in my appearance or any other variation thereof. I want to be able to afford the things that I want to afford, rather than, you know, here's motivation away, rather than worrying about whether I can pay for it or not. And so the benefit of having a moving motivation towards something is that we're actually able to start visualizing and seeing and imagining a potentially better future for ourselves or for those around us. Something that we actually desire and want to move towards. The difficulty of that, if we have a motivation to, without a motivation away, we may often stay exactly where we are while we keep dreaming about what we want, right? So we stay in this almost this imaginary land where we go, this would be amazing, but I don't have enough pain to actually move. There's not enough desire behind that. Oh, it sounds like a great idea. I can do that tomorrow, right? And so the flip of that, when we have motivation away but not really a lot of motivation too, is that we don't want to be here, but we don't really know where we want to go. So therefore, it doesn't really matter where we go as long as it's not here. But then here becomes familiar, so we often stay here. And so when we have a combination of both, where it's like, I'm fucking done with here, whatever here, wherever here is, whatever here is, and I don't want to be here anymore, and this is what I want to move towards. Now I've got a push-pull. I'm clearly being able to define, imagine, and even feel what the future could be like for myself and what I could create and what that could be like. And I'm also clear on going, and I'm done with this, whatever this is. And I'm going to go through and understand what details and what gap I need to fill in order to be able to feel and fill in order to be able to move towards the motivation towards. And so one of the key things for you here is getting a clear indication on which one is probably more of a driver for you. Is motivation away more of a driver for you? Do you find yourself constantly not wanting something and not wanting to be somewhere, not wanting to feel like that again, and then that's what's driving your motivation? Sometimes you might wait and wait and wait until things get so bad. Is that a pattern? And then you do something? Or is motivation towards more of a driver for you and taken to an extreme? It's something that you got, you hear all these great ideas and this would be so much fun, but nothing really ends up happening. Nothing really ends up moving at all. It's just almost this dreamlike state of such great ideas, if only someone would do it. Of course, not you. So the key thing is first getting an indication of what's the driver for me. From there, it's then going, well, what would the other side feel like? What would the other side sound like? What would the other side sound be like? So if I'm more motivation away, what would motivation towards be like? It's like, what would a positive future outcome, what would that be like? Fuck, what would that be like to live in? It's like, fuck, that's crazy. I didn't even imagine that before. Whereas the other way around, if it's motivation towards you're at, well, what's the motivation away? It's like, hang on a sec. If I keep staying where I'm at, then I never fucking progress anywhere, even though all my conversations around progression, and I just stay here. It's like, oh fuck, I don't want that. All of a sudden we start to get this desire to move. And so when we can create this push-pull and this push of going towards push is actually away from something, and the pull is being pulled towards something. When we can get this push-pull, what we find is that we actually start really moving towards the things that we want, and we actually start shifting away from the things that we didn't want in the first place. And so the key offer for you here is to get clear on, is it away for you or is it toward for you? And then what would the opposite be like? But that's me. That's me done for today. Guys, if you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass one on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books or at alphathetaflow.com. If you want one, personally signed by me with a little love note. I'd love to do that. Anyway, if you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love. Peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.